The storm in May of 2010 brought down ginseng canopies all across Marathon County, exposing the delicate roots to snow and ice at the worst possible time in the growing season. One of the biggest growers in the state, Joe Heil, says a year later, the predictions of crop loss have come true.
Yeah, we know now. It's fair to say that, 50, 60% loss. No question about it. Maybe even greater.
The law of supply and demand is helping to ease the pain. Because there's less ginseng, growers are getting $40 to $50 a pound, a sizable increase from last year. Heil says it's not enough to compensate for the crop loss.
If you got 1,000 pounds an acre and you get 50, it's kind of like you got $25 an acre if you got 2,000 pounds. You know, nobody's really making a lot of money. We're just kind of getting through it.
It takes 3 years for ginseng plants to mature. Heil says that means another bad harvest ahead in 2012. He's hoping the fields recover by the year after that.
I'm thinking of the 2013. You know, next year we're still kind of hurting from what happened to the seedlings. But once we get through next year, then we're kind of hopefully back on track.
Heil says the crop loss is hitting Hmong farmers particularly hard. Wisconsin produces 95% of the American ginseng crop, most of which is grown in Marathon County. Central Wisconsin ginseng is prized by overseas buyers as the best ginseng in the world. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.